This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Monday, Houston. Landry Locker, John Lopez. It is In the Loop, episode 172. So I'm going to shout out number one, former Astro Colin Porter, and number 72, former Texan offensive lineman Derek Newton. Happy Monday to you, John Lopez. I know you had a busy weekend. How you feeling, OG?
I am feeling fantastic. I'm excited for the week. We got a lot to cover this week. Got a lot to cover today. Ed Too Tall Jones was number 72.
Shout out to Too Tall.
He's a friend of the show as well. I was thinking him when I saw the episode number. And, boy, you know, we actually had some interesting sports to watch this weekend that included football. That was fun to watch.
It was supposed to be the first weekend without football.
It wasn't.
But out of nowhere, an unhyped football league, the AAF, takes over not only for football fans but for sports fans in general. The AAF outdraws on Saturday night, their debut, they outdraw the Houston Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunder on national TV, 2-1 to 2-0. It was a close margin, but a backup football league stole the show this weekend. It had the internet going nuts. There was a lot of reaction. It continued yesterday. Some familiar names, former University of Texas great Garrett Gilbert.
How about that?
The two touchdown passes and a receiving touchdown. Steve Spurrier, you get to see him on the sidelines in Orlando. He led his team to a victory over Atlanta. And we've heard Mad Radio talk about it. You hear a lot of people talking about it. The internet is going nuts. Does the NFL need another football league? Before I say what I think, I want to hear what the OG John Lopez has to say.
Well, we were talking about this a little bit, obviously texting over the weekend, but talking about it before the show, and I love it. I absolutely love it, and not only do I think that the NFL could use it, I think it needs it. I think this time the NFL is not going to try to kill these leagues, because the XFL is going to have some traction as well. The XFL already kind of has a brand name, and that's coming down the horizon next season or next fall, winter, whenever it is. I think this is one time when the NFL is not going to do everything it can to kill a league or leagues. I think it needs it, and I think it wants it. And I came up with, before you give me your opinion, you know, we were talking about this, and I know you're not really down with the whole concept of it. I just in 10 minutes, I came up with 10 reasons.
Oh my gosh.
10, not one, not three, not five. 10 reasons why
you're kidding.
This is going to be important for the NFL.
Hit me with these 10 reasons. But before we do that, let me set up the show real quick. We're going to check in on the Rockets because one of the best young stars in the NBA is in town. Tim McMahon of ESPN.com covers the Rockets. He's going to join us at 10:40. It is the 1 year anniversary of the most impactful move in the AFC South last year, not just in this division, but maybe in the NFL when the Colts lucked into Frank Reich. Mm-hmm. They're also linked to Le'Veon Bell. They have a crap ton of cap space. We're going to go to Kevin Bowen of 1070 The Fan at 1 o'clock and see what they're saying in Indianapolis, what they can do. We're going to talk about the Houston Texans. It looks like things are starting to shape up. The first big move that Brian Gain's going to make, it's starting to kind of show itself in Telegraph. And Le'Veon Bell, hell no to Le'Veon Bell. That's my take. We'll get into that in 15 minutes. But go ahead and give me these 10 reasons, John, because
what is your initial sweeping take on this?
My initial sweeping take is I don't know why people act like the NFL needs another league and needs a minor league. Because to me, the minor league of the NFL is college football. And I know there's flaws in college football. There's flaws in the evaluation process. But that's not unique just to the NFL, because there's a lot of guys in minor league baseball who are studs at AAA, and then they come into the MLB and they struggle for whatever reason. So I don't know why people are acting like the NFL needs some sort of different way to evaluate players, because I think all the flaws that college football has when it comes to evaluating them, you could say that about the NBA D League. You could say that about minor league baseball. I think college football is probably one of the four best sports in the country. I would actually put it in the top three in this region, but I don't think the NFL really, really needs another league. And I think the NFL offseason is entertaining enough in itself.
Well, the NFL offseason is entertaining, but let me tell you, I was just like tinkering with this because I had a few thoughts.
I wonder what the hell you were doing over there.
Racing through my mind. There's 10 reasons the NFL needs this.
All right, go ahead.
And should have it. Because, first of all, you know, to your point, the NFL is offseason is fine the way it is. But you talk about college football. College football is just rife with zone blocking offenses, the throw to an area off pass offenses rather than route running and quarterback development and pinpoint passing on crossing routes. So let me just go through them. Number one, all right? Offensive line. What's our biggest issue in this town?
O-line.
What's the biggest
issue? Well, maybe corners.
What's the biggest issue largely across the NFL? Because you got these zone blocking schemes in college football. Now, I know there's the Michigan States and Stanfords, but maybe just at most 50 players, 75 players a year come from pro-style offenses where you have to have, you know, blocking like that. So number one, offensive line. And you say the NFL, you know, the deals with college football, the NFL could control some of these minor league systems or developmental league systems, right? That's number one, offensive line develop. Route running, number two. Wide receivers right now are coming out of college football running to areas, not running precise routes, the route tree. How many receivers coming into the 2019 NFL draft can run the entire route tree?
I'm sure there's plenty. I don't know. 20? Probably like half of them.
Not even, I don't think. So route running, there's number two. Number three, quarterbacks. You know, how many guys are getting to these college football offenses and they get all their signals from the sideline with those big signs and all that stuff and they throw to areas. That's not developing NFL quarterbacks.
Baker Mayfield does that and he looked ready to go this year.
You can find exceptions. I mean, there's always exceptions. There's always outlier. Number four, minority coaches. I mean, you want to develop coaches in the NFL, whether it's assistant coaches or head coaches.
It's your best one.
You can develop minority coaches in these things.
That's your best one.
With all these. Well,
I like that.
I got better ones coming too. Number five, practice and training limitations in the NFL. You don't have those now. Did you know? This is what I was looking up when you walked in on me. I knew it was a small number, but I didn't know it was this small. Once the NFL season begins, you can only have 14 full contact practices in the NFL. That's it. That's not even a full season, one a week. So, practice and training limitations are gone in these developmental leagues. Number six, officiating. What do we bitch about every day? What do we bitch about every day in the NFL? Officiating. You can develop it with NFL rules and NFL style and NFL replay and NFL type, everything. Officials.
But I also think these leagues, and part of the appeal over the weekend, just based on internet reaction and based on what the guys were saying on NFL Network and stuff, is that the rules weren't the same. There was a quarterback who got his block knocked off and there was no flag there. So I don't know if you can have the same rules.
But the officiating gets the professional reps and professional type.
So just repetition.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but like, you can deal with some of those rules too, because you know, if the NFL partners with any of these, they're going to say, do this, this, and this. All right. Number seven. Rules. You just mentioned the rules. Try out. What do they have right here in the AAF? No kickoffs, right? Let's see how that works. You know, NFL can see how that works. What about, we've talked about putting a chip in the football to see if it crosses the first down mark or the goal line. All these things. That's number seven. Number eight, just general player development. Every year, there's almost 1,000 players cut from NFL training camp and maybe 50, 100 of them ever get back to that camp. Well, so you got 900 players or so that you can develop it. This is one of my more out there ones,
I
think you'll like it. One and done. You got players in college. You know, Ed Oliver plays 1 year at U of H. I don't want to play any more college football and not get paid. We got a spot for you. We got a spot for you in the AAF. You can play 2 years there, develop under a pro system, and then go to the NFL. And number 10, non-coaching staff development, administrators. Front office people, minority front office people, even broadcasters. Kurt Menefee started in the XFL, European, NFL Europe. Kurt Menefee is one of the best studio guys there is right now. He started in NFL Europe. There's 10 reasons off the top of my head why these leagues need to happen. And the NFL not only needs to not bury them, they need to partner with them.
I think the best, I think the two best on that list, and that's an impressive list that you put together. I think the coaches, I think the thought of Tim Kelly, who's never called plays, but he's going to be an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Maybe him getting to call an offense for San Antonio or something like that in the offseason. I think that could go a long way. I don't know how much that would take him away from the Texans though. So that would be the problem, especially if you don't have an affiliate per team. That would be an issue. And officiating, I think officials could get more reps here. Maybe keep their minds going. Those are the two best ones. But look, I'm fine with the way the system is. I know that there's exceptions. I know that there's flaws, but I feel like that's no different to any other sport. But what say you? 713-572-4610. Because despite the fact this wasn't really pushed, this wasn't really promoted, it did outdraw a Houston Rockets national TV game in which, by the way,
it wasn't just Houston market.
No, it was national.
Across the country.
It was national. Yeah. And the Rockets kind of wet the bed as well. So you didn't really miss very much. That wasn't the best game.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.